JP, congratulations. Made it official, signing your letter 10 for Garden City Community College for baseball. And first and foremost, why Garden City?
I like that it's close, and my summer team is based out of Garden, so I'm always around there, and I'm always playing at their facilities, and I really like it. And they hired a new coach this year, and me and him really clicked, and I really like him, so I'm really excited I get to go play for him.
And, you know, you had the opportunity to have that summer ball there down in Garden City. You played with the Finney County Blues. How much has that maybe opened your eyes for what you wanted to try to do in the next level?
I saw a lot more competition down in Garden. I made a lot more friends. I saw a lot more things when I went down in Garden. So just it broadened my understanding of the game. And I saw more, so I wanted to do more.
What's was the recruiting process like for you?
It started off pretty rough because I didn't try. But then towards the summer, like junior years, when it kind of clicked for me, because I was like, oh, I want to go somewhere and I haven't done anything. So I started talking to some coaches, like after summer games, if they were there. That's where I met Coach Cox, was after the game. I introduced myself and he told me who he was, and we had a good conversation after one of my games.
All right. And were you looking at some other schools?
I had ideas. Maybe I wanted to go to other schools, but Garden was probably up there because of just the availability of it being closer.
And you've been a pretty good player, pitcher, catcher, infield, you name it, outfield, I think, at times too. Where has Coach Cox talked to you about maybe possibly putting you at?
Coach Cox wants me to catch for him, and the pitching coach there wants me, I think his name is Davis, Kyle Davis, yeah, something like that. He wants me to pitch for him. So I'm stuck in the middle what I'm going to do. I might end up doing both. But the big thing he expressed to me is that I'll be a part of the team. And if I'm not catching, I'll probably be DHing. Or if I'm pitching, I probably won't hit. But then I might go in and hit after I'm done. It's just, he said I could do any of the three, DH, pitcher, or catcher.
And, of course, you got one more year left to baseball. The baseball season starts Monday for the high school. It's your last go around. And what would you like to – what are your goals here for this year coming up?
Definitely be headed to state. I am very excited. I'm very excited for this season. A bunch of the guys are, and I'm just excited to bring this team back together again for round two.
I mean, amazing what you've been able to do. You didn't really have a freshman year of baseball, so you've kind of packed in all your stuff here last 3 years. What's that been like?
I really wish we would have had freshman year, because our freshman year team would have been so good. I was really excited to be able to start baseball, because I feel like I had a pretty solid stance on being able to play varsity my freshman year. And hearing when the season got canceled, we were all sad, because we knew that was the team that had the opportunity to go to state. So then sophomore year, a bunch of the guys were still there, and we just couldn't pull it out at regionals. So ever since that game, we've been chasing the state title.
As you head to college at Garden, starting off there, what are you looking at majoring in?
I am doing a pre-health occupation, so I'll just learn everything about that, and hopefully after Garden I can pursue more physical stuff. Right now I'm looking more physical therapist or personal trainer.